Danielle, welcome to Australian radio, like a week away from Mean Girls Day. We've got you on the air. We're so pumped about it.
I love it. I'm so happy to be there. I wish I was really there with all of you.
Oh, we wish you were too. Do you celebrate Mean Girls Day? Is that something that you actually celebrate in your life?
I mean, it's something of like another birthday or something. Yes. I get a lot of definitely text messages and calls.
For those people who aren't across it, so it's October 3rd, which is exactly a week away. And what is it? It's the day that Aaron Samuels...
Yeah, asks Caddy what day it is.
It was October 3rd. So, look, that's just one of so many quotable lines. But, Daniel, in Mean Girls, you had, I think, the majority of the quotable lines. She doesn't even go here. You go, Glenn Coco. Oh, my God, Danny DeVito. I love your work. Like, the list goes on and on of your quotable lines in the movie. Is there one that's thrown at you more than others?
People often say, you go, Glenn Coco, or they yell at me on the street that they want their pink shirt back.
Did you realize at the time when you were filming that Damien was going to be such an iconic character, such a character that a lot of queer people look up to as well?
You know, it was impossible to kind of predict that. Around the 10th anniversary, I got a letter from a fan that told me that he was beat up for being chubby and tortured for being sissy when he was in 8th grade. And then the movie came out. And then in 9th grade, on his first year of high school, the popular senior girls walked up to him and said, "You're like Damien, come sit with us."
Aww.
You know, and I've gotten other incredible letters. One letter from a girl who said that her family didn't really accept gay people and her best friend was gay. But then after they saw the movie, they let her best friend come over for dinner and sleep over. And he's like a part of the family now because they love Damien. And I think that now that I'm approaching the 20th anniversary, if you can believe it or not, coming up soon, I'm learning that in a lot of countries and in a lot of territories, they don't allow any gays in movies. You know, we hear about like Lightyear had like a gay parents and like a couple other things. And there's all this kind of controversy about that. Well, Damien, because he never really came out in the movie, made it to a lot of those places. So I've had people from Dubai and Africa and Asia tell me that it's the only gay person they ever saw.
Wow.
Damien really broke barriers.
Let's talk a little bit about your secret celebrity drag race that you've just been eliminated from as well. So this was where they did drag and a lot of celebrities were part of it, but we didn't know who the celebrity was. We had to try to guess who it was. You were Donna Bellissima. Daniel, how did you come up with that name? Did you get to pick it?
I had a couple of names I was mulling about. I wanted to maybe be Claudia Way to the Top, or I looked at like I looked at Maria as just a name, you know,
Maria, like. Maria.
But you know, Donna Bellissima literally translates to woman gorgeous, and I was like, oh, that's perfect.
And really, like playing to your Italian heritage there too, as Donna Bellissima.
Yeah, it was so fun. You know, I always like to try to infuse a part of myself, whether it be my queerness or me being Italian or whatever it is, because I really believe that when you show pieces of yourself that you feel are underrepresented out there in media, there's somebody out there that wants to see that, you know, that wants to see themselves shown. And I remember growing up and not seeing a lot about Italians that wasn't mafia related or you know, some kind of cliche like that.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely iconic in everything you do, and there are so many people out there who look up to you and feel more safe to be themselves because of you. So, yeah, thank you, Daniel.
Oh, that is such a blessing to hear. I hope that that's the case because I really didn't feel safe growing up. And I, you know, want to make sure to be the change I want to see in the world.
That's beautiful. So good. Quickly, before we let you go, Daniel, will we ever see any sort of Mean Girls reunion, be it just the cast getting back together or like a new movie or a spinoff or like, is there life in Mean Girls yet?
Yeah, Mean Girls will still continue to go on. I know they're making the movie musical now, and, you know, they'll probably have an official reunion at some point getting together. Everyone wants it. I can't see them going forever without not doing something. But in the meantime, I want to get to Australia. So tell Australian television, Australian movies, come call me because I need to get down under real soon.
What can we get? Will you do Dancing with the Stars? Could we get you on that? Or I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yeah, maybe I would do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I'm tired of dancing. As long as I don't have to dance in heels anymore.
Okay, cool.
People keep asking me if I'll ever do Donna Bellissima again. And I say, well, if the check is big enough and the heels are small enough, Donna will appear.
perfect.
Daniel Francesi, we know him as Damien from Mean Girls, but most recently as Donna Bellissima from RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. Daniel, thanks for your time. Big love.
Thanks so much for having me. Follow me at What's Up Danny and keep in touch. Mwah.